And I'm now going to be talking to Rini Charlie. Mm-hmm. Okay, where were you born?
Here at Oak Grove.
In Oak Grove.
Mm-hmm.
What were your parents doing? What did they do when you were young?
My dad mostly traveled.
And your mom?
She just stayed home and just looked after the kids.
What did, where did you go to school?
White Horse, here at Oak Grove.
How did you feel about having to leave home to go to school?
It was okay for me.
Which school did you go to in White Horse?
White Horse Elementary. In Ethel Scholars.
And where did you stay?
In Cold Hall.
Did you find that it was strict in any way?
It was not strict.
What years did you go to UConn?
71? No.
It was 71, I would know you because I was there with you.
No, it was before that, I think.
68 or 69. So you didn't find any problem staying in the hall?
Since we didn't have the food to find. Especially the food.
What are you doing now? What's your job?
Working as a friend secretary here at the Berlin.
So what do you do? Just secretarial work, I guess. It's kind of dumb, isn't it? What do you do in your spare time?
Well, I work every Tuesday. I sew through time and mostly read.
Do you do any beadwork?
Yes.
What kind? What do you make?
I mostly make muck cups and warm necklaces.
Do you find that your style of, what is your style of beadwork? What do you do, like, for when you make your mucklucks? How do you make them? Beadwork?
We make the top, the high top.
Yeah.
And there's fur under it. It's all beaded, the span, the high top. And there's fur under. The front is straight and cloth, and then there's blue skin under, and terrible around the front.
Do you find that your style of beadwork is different than any other place in the U.S.? Quite a bit different, eh? Do you have you mostly make solid beads, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Your beadwork, yeah. It's all solid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you like the work you're doing in the band office?
Yes, okay.
Are you going to be doing something else? Are you going to be like, are you going to further your education? You're thinking about it.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about doing?
Hi, guy.
Huh?
What are you thinking about doing if you do further education?
Go back to school, obviously, so you can train.
You don't have no...
Bookkeeping.
So you're not really thinking about making secretarial work a career?
No.
Not here. What are you striving for? What do you want to do in life?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet. You're just sort of taking life as it comes. Yeah. Do you have any feeling of isolation, especially being in Oak Grove?
Mm-hmm.
No, not at all. You're here because you want to be here. So have you found any special problems for women in the Yukon? Or in Oak Grove, whatever?
Problems like what?
Well, I guess there is none if you don't know. Well, problems for women, like for example, if you get married in the future, you may lose your status.
That's a problem too.
Would you ever consider, if you did fall in love with him, that person, would you ever consider just living with him instead of marrying him so that you wouldn't lose your status? I presume you are a status in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, would you ever consider just living with him instead of marrying him so that you won't lose your status? Because I've asked a few women about that. Some of them do know, some who don't know their overall feeling. Do you feel you would like to have a different relationship with your future husband or whatever, than your mother had with your dad? Like, would you? You know, the traditional stereotype, the guy goes to work and does the trapping and the mother stays at home and does the video and looks after the kids. Do you feel you'd like to have a different relationship? Like how?
Like I'd rather work instead of staying home.
Would you bring your children up any differently than the way you were brought up? Or? Like you were sent out to school, would you send your kids out to school if there was any possible way that they could stay home?
Yeah, I could send them to school.
Do you have any highlights in your life? Any high points that you remember?
No.
Well, like maybe graduating or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was the best time of your life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So can you hear me? You're 40th, so I'm here. Every city in, not every city, the capital cities in Canada. Like Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Is that most exciting thing in my life?
So overall, what are your plans for the future? What do you want to do?
Go back to school again. Make up my mind.